You remember the old days, though, when you had a TV and you had a... If it wasn't working...
No, you know, I remember when television came to our home.
Right, and if it wasn't working properly, you had to give it a couple bounces with your hand or get up on the roof and move the hanger.
In the business, is referred to as the calibrated hammer.
Is it really?
Yeah, you hit it once with your hand.
And you know if it doesn't work, you get a bigger hammer.
That's right.
What you do.
That's right.
Recalibrate.
Funny part is that it actually does respond.
It does. Somebody hit me with a hammer, I'd respond too.
That's right.
All right, let's get down to serious business here. The chancellor at Ivy Tech is our great friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm worried about you two. You know, hammer and hitting the computer. I don't know.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
In this case, you're probably right.
We're flying Apollo 13 in here. Let's just
leave
it at
that. This is going to be an instrument landing. Instead of a visual?
No, well, just the technology is comparable. Pocket calculator. It's just funny. And when I did, literally, when I banged on the console, the thing I needed to start working decided to start working. So I'm one for one today. That makes me happy. You had a great graduation last week, and that had to make you happy. The HT did a great job of capturing the pictures and the pomp and the circumstance that went with it. I ran into our good friend Bridget last night. She couldn't stop talking about what a great ceremony it was and how when she gave her dad the shout-out, he started crying in the stands and how that was awesome. And they were showing me pictures of that. So just give us a reflection back on how great that was.
Yeah, it was really, it's absolutely, there's a lot of great days in an academic year, you know, the first day and all that good stuff. But that the graduation ceremony is my favorite day of the year. You know, I've been in higher ed for over 30 years, and I just, it's so much fun. We all tear up. We're all excited about it. Just to see our students, you know, so many of us, we know our students. We know their first names, we know their families, and see them walking into the campus on their first day and then graduating across the stage is just amazing. Bridget's speech was so heartfelt and just incredible. Her dad was, of course, sitting in the front, you know, in special guest seating since she was our student speaker, and you could just see he was so proud of her, and she did an amazing job, and of course, we also honored our friend, Lee Marchant. He's been with the college in a variety of different areas, most recently as our state trustee. He represents Bloomington as our state trustee, and he is retiring from the trustee position. And after 30 years with Ivy Tech, helping us, guiding us, he won't be gone. He won't be far away, though. I can call him anytime. He's going to come to our board meetings regionally, and it's just such a great ceremony.
Well, and you got a building across the street named for him.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. He's been a friend for a very long time, and he helps, he guides, he mentors, he listens. You know, he's just been fantastic. So we're really going to miss him on the board, but the good thing is he's here in Bloomington, and we'll be able to continue our relationship.
Well, you mentioned the emotion of graduation, and Bridget Batter, the commencement speaker, was talking, and her father was there. And the end of one of her parts of her speech says, "Dad, you were right."
Let me write that down somewhere because I'll probably need that here in
about
10 years.
Dad had the biggest handkerchief you've ever seen dabbing his eyes.
Yeah.
And you knew Bridget because of Yogis?
She worked with my wife at Yogis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So just a great, great story. And if that graduation story is not enough, now I hear you're going to be hosting a graduation as well coming up in the next few weeks.
Super excited. On Friday, June 2nd, on our campus, we will be hosting the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship graduation, which is, I'm so excited about it. It's our first time to be able to host it on our campus. You know, those kids, they are very familiar with our campus because since they were freshmen, they've been taking dual credit classes at the high school, but also on our campus, which is really cool. They come on our campus. I think Jessica Willis, the principal there, has shared that they are so familiar with our campus that a lot of them are on our campus more than they are even at the academy. So
their senior year,
really,
a lot of times they're there.
So it's a comfortable place for them to have their ceremony.
222 hours of dual credit courses these kids, their seniors that are graduating, have already completed.
That's awesome.
At Ivy Tech. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Pretty unreal.
That's a cool partnership, too, because it gets them ready for the next step in life.
Well, and there's that's one right. other thing you need to know, Mr. Glasgow. You know who their commencement speaker is?
I don't.
It's one Chancellor Jenny Vaughn.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know. I'm really excited. I'm really excited and honored to be asked to be the speaker this year. And it's on our campus. So we're going to have lots of fun on the 2nd. And I can't wait to support the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. It's awesome.
Now, Jenny, I'm looking down at the notes that you have. And
Andy's looking down at me,
well,
too.
But here's the thing. I got to give you a little heads up, Mike. She's got STGEC, GPA, EDGE, ISBDC, and all of these things.
Sounds like that housing development we just talked about.
That's right. An acronym. The only one that I actually recognize because I had so much problem with it is the GPA. You remember GPA, don't you, Mike?
Or the absence of, yes.
So at any rate, you've got a lot of things going on and some neat things. Mm-hmm. And Bridget was the STGEC person. So explain what that's all about. The first.
Well, actually, Bridget was our commencement speaker, but within our graduation ceremony last week, we had our first group of STGEC graduates. And that is, first of all, they're high school students. There are about 22 or 23 students from Eastern Green and Bloomfield who walked across the stage last Friday after they have received their state transfer general ed core certificate. So that's 30 credits that they received in high school to then take anywhere, any four-year school that they want to go to. They can also go to Ivy Tech, but they can go to IU. They can go to ISU. They can go wherever they can be admitted with those core transfer courses. They don't need to repeat them. But it was so cool because they came to practice. They were really excited, and they came to the ceremony. They walked across the stage, and then I will be at the Eastern Green ceremony on May 27th to hand their diplomas out at their high school graduation. And our dean of the School of Liberal Arts, Martin Wolfley, will be at the Bloomfield graduation to hand out the diplomas there. So that was just another big part of our ceremony last week, which was really awesome.
And then you got one of our students that won a state award for entrepreneurial success.
Yes, and I believe you may have heard about Kelsey Risk, and she and her mom co-owned Diamond K Suites, and they received the Economic Development Growth Through Entrepreneurship, or EDGE, award for the Emerging Business Category from, again, another acronym, the ISBDC, which is the Indiana Small Business
Center. I knew that one.
You knew that one. So Kelsey was our student. She graduated last year, and she and her mom had started this small business, but then really ramped it up after receiving some amazing advice and some mentoring through the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship with Steve Bryant and all the great folks there. So just about a week or so ago, she received that state award, and pretty exciting for her personally, but, you know, what an honor to say, look at one of our students who's gone through the entrepreneurship program on our campus, and look what she's done already. Pretty cool.
And speaking of Steve Bryant, he just got a new thingamajobber title.
That's right.
Regional
one
guy.
One more for his card.
Well, his business card now comes on the back of a trailer.
That's right. Next time he's on the radio, that's all he's going to do is say what it's. You know, give you his title.
Sorry, time's up, Steve. We've just got your title.
We've just gotten all of your credentials on there. But he was
exactly.
Was he appointed to a board? I remember reading it in the paper, and I can't remember what it was now. So that's a bad job by me on that. But congratulations to Steve. And again, he's part of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneur. Right. And that's where it always gets caught up at the end there. But
he is the executive director for the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, and has been. That has not, you know, that's not changed.
No,
at all.
He's just adding.
He's just adding. He's also the director of the Small Business Development Center because of some movements there. Troy Phelps. Everybody remembers Troy Phelps. He works for us in the SBDC. That's part of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, and he moved on in a state role, which gave Steve the opportunity to kind of, it works really well, the two together, obviously, and so made a lot of sense to make that happen, and very excited about the work that Steve has done and will continue to do, and maybe we'll get him on the radio again so we can talk about some of the
we will. Oh, don't you,
on.
Don't you?
He's always fun.
He is, and he does a good job with that as well. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She always does a great job. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and pops in every Thursday morning with us. Keith, what else is happening out there on the
Jenny,
west side?
You've got another academic affairs honor in term for the second year in a row.
Yes, this is a really great award with the Cisco Networking Academy. That's a national, actually international application process to attend this academy. They only select 10 students. You may recall last year, one of our students was nominated and had won a chance to go. Well, unbelievably, and they only take 10 students. I think I just said that, and they get applications from all over the country, and from nationally and then in Canada. And so again, this year, another one of our students, Reese Montgomery, has been invited to attend the Cisco's Live Dream Team and the Networking Academy. It's an incredible honor on the IT side, and he gets to attend that. I think it's in Vegas, and he gets to be part of a technical sessions, receives a free certificate to sit for his Cisco certification. And, you know, the team at the campus through the programs, Chris Carroll and Bill Warden and the team there that teach these students are top-notch, and it's evidenced by these two great students that have been able to go to this National Academy on Cisco Networking. So pretty cool.
Now, another question for you is the facilities crew at Ivy Tech, right after the academy's graduation, is going to have to put tents up in the Shreve Hall for the camps that you're having?
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to tell the team that was happening.
Festival seating.
Of course, festival seating. We have great camps through our Center for Lifelong Learning. The registrations for those are going on right now. We have classes that start in June, go all the way through the end of July. We've even had people have registered, but they opened in March, so they've been registering since March. And we had to open another cooking class because of demand. I know that they're getting close to being full. We have Camp Invention, which is an incredible camp. It's a hands-on science-based camp. It's open to students from kindergarten through sixth grade. And so that camp takes place the week of July 17th, and it's going to be an incredible STEM-related camp. You know, if you have a child out there that you haven't figured out what you're going to do this summer, come out and check us out on our camps. They're a lot of fun. They're half day, some activities then in the afternoon if they wanted to do that as well. But just call us, and we'll get you to the right person to guide you and show you what kinds of classes that we're offering.
Mike knows how to make s'mores.
That's right. Who doesn't? Come on. That's a survival skill. Jenny Grinch.
You got to do it the right way, though. You can't just burn them like crazy. You can't,
no.
You know.
But you have to caramelize the marshmallow. Everybody knows that.
That's exactly right.
The undercooked marshmallow is the worst part of a s'more.
That's right. You wouldn't pass that camp if you undercooked your marshmallow.
Shouldn't be able to get in, to be honest with you. There should be a vetting process at some point. Let's see if you can get in.
A prerequisite.
That's right. Yep. And if you have 22 hours already credit hours before you come, we'll let you in anyhow. So that's amazing stories
right.
On that. Hey, great job as always. We appreciate your time, and we'll get caught up with you next Thursday.
Yep. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
Jenny Vaughn, she's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And this week, Keith, I did not refer to her as president, admiral.
That's right.
Director of operations.
Nice. That was nice.
I
You're doing it now.
I held my tongue.